What is up, my people? It's Sam here, and I just had a coaching call with one of my mentors, and she taught me how I could increase my productivity game, how I could accomplish more in a day than, you know, ever. And so I just want to share with you.
So we've been wondering, how are young people like us crushing our goals and living life on our terms, regardless of how bad the economy sucks? How are we able to stay arisen, chase our massive dreams, take action and impact people while others are busy sleeping? But the real question is, how do we do it without falling into the trap the sleeping group fell into? That is the big question, and this podcast will give you the answers. Follow along as we learn, apply and share actionable steps on how to stay arisen in business, career and life in today's economy. Welcome to the Arisen Podcast.
Hey guys, welcome back to the Arisen Podcast, and I'm super stoked for this. I'm always stoked for each episode I bring because it's something that has impacted my life. And you all know I talk about mentorship every single time. Like, mentorship is one way to shortcut your success, man. You know, I have different mentors for different, you know, things. I have mentors for, life issues, mentors for relationship. Thinking about it, I think I have lots of mentors in relationship. I also have mentors in business, there are so many different mentors, mentors in marketing, mentors in advertising, mentors in, like, you know, I could go on and on and on. I have, like, on top of my head, I have like 20 mentors that I talk to, who coach me, who guide me into things, you know, they have been able to figure out, and, you know, some of the hurdles and, you know, all these things that they went through, right? They just, you know, tell me, and basically sometimes they give me resources, sometimes they get me, and some of them I pay, right? Some of them I pay for monthly coaching, but this very one, I feel I wish I'd known this like way back, right? And so you are lucky to get it from me. Like, it's just kind of my gift to you for being a loyal listener of the Arisen Podcast. And so let me just jump right into it without, you know, talking a lot about, you know, what I do, how many mentors I have. But like, really, you should have a mentor. Like, at least get a mentor for something specific in your life, right? Because you're going to shortcut your journey tremendously, like if not 10 times, right? Okay, so let's jump right into what this productivity hack is that I'm super stoked about that I cannot tell you about it, right? And so this mentor of mine, like, she's a rock star. Like, she I call her, you know, I always tell her, you know, she sets off goals, like she writes out her goals and she accomplished them in a radically shortest amount of time that I've never seen before, right? And anytime I tell her that, you know, she doesn't see it. And it's like everyone else. Like, if you have a particular skill, right? If you have a particular skill and you're so good at it and people tell you how good you are at it, like, you really don't see it as something very peculiar to you, right? Like, if you go talk to, let's say, see Ronaldo or Messi, on, you know, how much skills they have, you know, in their world, it's so normal to them, right? Or you go talk to one gorgeous woman and you tell her how gorgeous she is. Now, mind you, she's been hearing, like, you're gorgeous like 500 times in a day, right? And so if you tell her, it's no unique thing to her, right? And so whenever I tell her how, you know, she's a master at, you know, accomplishing goals and hitting, you know, all these, you know, goals and all this, you know, milestones she has set for herself, you know, it's like, you know what, I think it's normal, right? And so what I decided to do was to ask her to go through her daily routine. And to my surprise, I now understand why she's been accomplishing all her goals, like, in record time, right? And so if you look at what she does, it's super crazy, right? So to give you kind of like to give you some form of like a preface of what she does, right? So she's a media consultant. She helps people who are looking to get their marketing plans as businesses, right? If you're a business owner, you get to her. She has a full blown out agency that helps with marketing, and like, basically they help you get more customers and more leads in your business, right? And so that's what she does. But at the same time, she's a mother of three. She's also, no, actually a mother of four. She has four kids, like, and she's also, you know, she's in this whole entrepreneurship thing full time. She retired her husband, and so her husband is no more working. Her husband is like kind of like an immigrant in the US. Like she, he's not yet a US citizen, and so you can just imagine, you know, all the things going on in her life, right? She's a full-time mom, full-time business owner, and she's a full-time wife as well, right? So you can see a lot of things going on. And most people give the excuse that, you know, I work a 9-to-5 and I don't get the time to actually work on my side business. Wrong, right? And most people say, you know, my schedule is super, super tight. I only rest for like 3 hours. I have a, you know, very tight schedule. Wrong. Like, most people find ways or reasons or very tangible reasons to convince themselves of why they shouldn't chase whatever they want to chase. But this, my mentor, is a clear example of, she's a clear example of, you know, what or how we should live our lives and then make the on and focus on the things that matter in our lives a lot, right? And so, as I said, I'm trying to depict how her, you know, daily schedule looks like, right? She doesn't have any help, right? Of course, she has, you know, employees here and there who also help, but, you know, she's the CEO, right? So you could imagine how busy she is, and her business is like, they make a lot of money, like I don't want to go into the details of how much they make, but like, to give you a rough estimate, like, they make like 7 figures a month, like $1 million, more than $1 million a month. Just think about it. And so, like, it's a big business, huge business. They run huge business she runs, and you know, all that. And so when I told her to show me how she plans out her, you know, her schedule, you know, this was when my eye just opened. Like, you can just imagine my eye just popping out of its socket, reaching the laptop, watching her screen, she showing me all these things, and pushing back out, right? Like, just imagine that, right? Because it's a game changer. Are you guys ready for it? Now, this is what she said. She said that every single day, what I do is I do what we call the sacred time and the ordinary time. And, you know, you could just imagine my face. I was so confused. Like, what is a sacred time? Like, what the heck are you talking about? And so she goes in to explain that her sacred time, the definition of her sacred time is within the hours of 6:30 to 11:30, right? That is her sacred, you know, time, hours, right? And I asked her, what does she do within those hours? And what she said was crazy. She said, this is a time she calls her family time, her personal time, and also I think she mentioned a third thing. But basically what she did within those hours is, you know, time to, you know, to be a mom, right? Time to be a mom, and things that actually, you know, matter to her a lot, right? And so, you know, she makes sure the kids are well, they are prepped up and ready to go to, you know, school. The husband is also, you know, taking care of the husband and all that crap, right? It's not crap, but, you know, you get what I mean. So that's when, you know, she dedicates time, and that is between hours of 6:30 to 8:30. So breakfast is done, all that mommy stuff are done within the hours of 6:30 to 8:30. And from 8:30 to 11:30, it's business time. And with business time, what happens is that, you know, whatever thing she has to do for the day is within those hours, from 8:30 to 11:30. Emails to clients and customers, you know, business decisions, meetings with, you know, her team members, all that stuff. That is when she does them, from 8:30 to 11:30. And what she said was, like, when she was saying it, I'm like, you know, I think this, you know, we all do it. And then she mentioned why it's sacred, and it all made sense. She said, it's sacred because it's that amount, it's that time where nothing, like absolutely nothing, can get her off that schedule. And that was when, like, the light bulb moment just went like that. Like, that makes sense, right? Because thinking about it, for me, I also have a schedule, right? I also have a schedule where I go through things. But many of the times it's so much negotiable. What I mean by that, I plan an 8:30 meeting, and then, you know, things happen within the prior to 8:30, and then I shift from 8:30 to 9:30. Not for my mentor, not for her. Her says it's a sacred time for a reason. 6:30 to 11:30, I do nothing, absolutely nothing. You can be the mayor of her city calling her. She doesn't give a crap. You can be her mom calling her. If it doesn't fit inside of her sacred time, she doesn't give a crap. Whatever it is, if it's not something that is allocated inside of the sacred time, it's not being done. And she talked about how, you know, laser focus she is oftentimes when she follows the sacred, you know, time principle. And she talked about how, you know, she's been able to accomplish a lot of things because most of the things that, you know, she does within the sacred time are towards her business and her family. And those are the two things that she admires a lot. Like, those are two things that she wouldn't, you know, change for anything, right? And what I start to realize is that it doesn't just make you super efficient in your day, but it makes you laser focused. And we all know the importance of being focused. You know, as a business owner, we know the importance of being focused, because if you are focused, nothing can bring you down. Nothing, like zero. Nothing can bring you down. And so I'm going to start implementing this like as soon as possible. And the reason I'm sharing this with you, I could have just, you know, shut up and then, you know, implement it on my own and then, you know, get all the success I want. And then you later congratulate me and all that. And I wouldn't feel comfortable if I know that I could be of help to you, right? And so consider this as, you know, paying my mentor a lot of money on a monthly basis to give you this secret. And so today, what I plan to do is to allocate what I call the sacred time, right? What she calls the sacred time, I'm going to also implement it in my business or in my life. As to the exact things I'm going to do inside of that, I would have to think through it. But what I want you to do is also do the same, you know, exercise. What I want you to do is to allocate, you know, some sacred time. That sacred time or that time range or that time frame, it's non-negotiable. You can't negotiate. Right? You can't negotiate regardless of what it is. And so you make sure that those sacred hours are spent as they are supposed to be spent. Anything else becomes, you know, complementary to the sacred time. But those hours are super important, right? And it doesn't have to be like 6:30 to 11:30 as she does hers, right? Depending on your schedule and all that, right? It could be an hour. It could be just an hour. Maybe it could be, you know, an hour before you head over to work, or an hour before, you know, an hour after you head back from work and then you're home. Or it could be an hour before you head to bed. Or it could be anything. You just have to be very, you know, just make it tailored, you know, to your lifestyle and your schedule, right? Because, you know, I know it can be very challenging in terms of time schedule, but that is just an excuse. That is just an excuse for not chasing whatever you want to chase, right? And so let's say you work, you know, you have to get to work by 6:37, right? And then you get home like 5 or 6, right? Whatever crazy your schedule is, right? Please make sure you allocate, you know, whatever time frame you have. That should be a sacred time frame. And that sacred time frame can be something for your side hustle. What I mean by side hustle is you work a 9-to-5, right? You work every single, you know, time from 6 to 6, right? But you should have a side business, something that's also fetch you money on the side. Because, mind you, the amount of money you make working your day job isn't enough. Trust me, it's not enough. Can't you see how, you know, every time you need more money, just think about it, you need a side business. Like, that's a topic for a different discussion, but like, definitely you need a side business, or you need something you should be doing, a side hustle or something on the side you should be doing, right? We'll talk about that on a further episode, but yeah, so if it's a side business, side hustle, whatever it is, allocate specific hours to them, right? If it's a hobby, it's something that you care so much about, you know, and I'm relating it to business because that's just, you know, that's what comes to me naturally. But, you know, you can do it for anything, right? It could be, you know, in your, you know, you know, married life. You're listening to this, you're a married person, you know, you always claim you don't have time for all these things. Please, you should have time. Create sacred moments for things that matter to you so much, right? It could be your married life, like it could be family time. It could be, you know, time to bond with your friends. It could be like that's, you know, things that matter to you so much should be inside of your sacred time, okay? And it should be, again, not negotiable. Not, like, definitely not negotiable. Whatever happens, you are making sure that, you know, the sacred time is actually well spent, okay? And then whatever, you know, whatever you have to do on the other hours becomes just complimentary, okay? And trust me, if you're able to, you know, follow this to the T, like religiously, like what I plan to do, I think being productive would be, you know, kind of like a second nature to us. And also it'll help us to be laser focused on our goals and aspirations and our dreams and stuff like that. Because imagine this, if you ever think about writing a book and it's been very super challenging in getting time to start writing the book, and what you do is you dedicate or you put in your sacred time, non-negotiable, like an hour before bed, and then you start writing every single day. You write you know, a page or two. Trust me, like in a matter of like 6 months, you have your full book ready. You have your full book ready, right? And I mean, like, there are so many examples I can think through right now, but I want it to be, you know, for your own, you know, schedule, or for your own self, right? Think through what are things that matter to you so much. Can you dedicate, you know, at least an hour or two or three or four in a freaking 24-hour day? Can you just allocate some portion, like a third or a fourth, like whatever it is, that whatever makes sense to you, right? Just allocate that amount of hours sacred for only you, for things that matter to you. Just do that, and you'd have, you know, more focus than ever, and you'll be able to accomplish your goals as faster as you want it. Anyway, hope this episode helped. If yes, please share with your friends. Don't be selfish. Please share with your friends and family and people you care about. And as always, don't forget to stay arisen.
Wasn't that awesome? But I'm sure you've heard this quote before. You are the average of the 5 people you hang around with, right? You see, I'm very intentional with the people I watch, the people I talk to, the people I listen to, and the people I get advice from. The knowledge I possess right now is as a result of the connections and associations I have made with these past years. In fact, I can account my knowledge and business to a few elite groups I'm part of. For a while now, I've been wondering if there are other elite entrepreneurial focused groups on social media in Ghana, and to my surprise, almost all the groups I joined were platforms for a bunch of unskilled marketers and business owners who did nothing but only promote their products and services all day. Or they talked about what's new in politics and football, or the hottest number pairing to win the lottery. As frustrating as that could be, I never got value from all these groups, so I booted myself out of them quickly. Then I had an idea. What if I created the kind of group on Facebook where real value is shared within the community, so we can impact ourselves together, make money together, share our wins and losses together, and together make the world a better place? So I did. And we are calling it Living the Arisen Live Online. This is a group on Facebook where dreams come to life, exponential growth is experienced, and lives are imparted. You wanna join? Head over to www.livingthearisenlive.online. www.livingthearisenlive.online. And I'll see you on the inside. And as always, don't forget to stay arisen.